Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association. Today, Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, chapter 10, verse 82 onwards. So, Prabhuji, I thank you once again. And please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I'm very, very happy to be with all of you in the Bhakti Sangha Japa group conference call. But I normally put forward a condition. When Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji, she invited me for this particular Sangha to get all of your association. I promised her, provided there's one condition, that you all turn on your videos. That's all, very simple condition. That's all. That was the condition upon which I agreed to come here. Yes, so if you all turn on your videos, I'll feel as though I'm talking to devotees and not my machine. So that's my humble request, to please turn on videos if possible. I know some of you may be doing some household work. That's all right, no problem. At least we get to have the darshan of Vaishnavas. Yes, thanks. Really, sincerest thanks from the bottom of my heart to all of those who have turned on the videos. And I hope after Mangalacharan, many more of you would be turning on the videos. So I have faith in devotees. So please, because my enthusiasm is totally dependent on devotees. You all turn on videos, then I get enthused to speak. And if there's no one, well, I say Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much. I'll go and sleep now. Well, today's topic is about something about sleeping. Well, the sleep is very much connected to today's topic. Let's find out how after Mangalacharan. Okay, so let's all take the blessings of the Lordships and the Spiritual Master. Let's start our Mangalacharan. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Desha Tarine Namo Mahavatanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hemamba Divyachha Visundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhaktarupa swarupakam. Bhaktavataram bhaktakyam namami bhakta shaktikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangham langayate giram yat kripatamaham vande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna. Normally I would come for the Bhagavatam class. Usually I would be coming in this particular Sangha. So now this is the first time you all have invited me for the Chaitanya Charitamrita Sangha. Yes. And it is 9:30 p.m. in India. And normally my batteries get worn off at 9 p.m. I practically am dead. But just for all of you, I took some extra rest in the afternoon so that I have some energy left to continue this wonderful seva. So we all undergo the schooling, right? From standard 1, 2, 3, 4, the first grade, second grade, and then finally the 12th grade. It's the same in India and abroad, US. Everywhere it's 12 grades. So when you complete the 12th grade of schooling, equivalent of that is the study of Bhagavad Gita. Then you go for the graduation. The graduation studies are the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the post-graduation is the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we are all going to discuss. So we are going to be discussing a very, very serious and a grave topic. And in Sanskrit, serious means Gambhir. So I'll be taking all of you to Gambhira. Yes, so Gambhir topic we'll be discussing in Gambhira, And this is the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his headquarters of Sri Jagannath Puri. So let's go there. We can all teleport ourselves to that shloka. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Would like to specially seek the blessings of Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, whose appearance we are going to be celebrating day after tomorrow. He's soon coming to give us mercy. First, Advaita Acharya Prabhu gives mercy, then Nityananda Prabhu comes, and then Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yes, that's how the mercy flows. So Advaita Acharya Prabhu is making his advent very soon. And then after a week, about a week in India at least, we're having the Nityananda Radhashi. So Mahaprabhu is soon coming. He's going to appear. All right. So we have reached Gambhira in Jagannath Puri. I would like to still ask, I have having a lesson plan, but still I would like to ask Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji, how many verses do you normally cover?
It depends upon totally on the speaker, Prabhu. Sometimes
really?
We cover 40 verses at one shot, and sometimes some devotees cover just 4-5 verses and speak in length on that, depending upon the verses and the mood of a speaker. Mm.
So I personally wanted to complete this theme.
Okay.
There's a particular theme which Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants us to know.
Sure.
So that particular theme I will try to cover today.
Yes, please.
So devotees will not be able to repeat, but I'll request one by one. We'll go naturally, no problem. Gambhirar dware kare na apane shayana Govinda asiya kare pada samvahana. So normally what I do is I try to explain the meaning myself. Yes, we do that. And wherever this purport, we'll discuss. So purport is there directly in the 100th verse. So till then, we just go with the flow. Gambhirar dware. So at the doorstep of Gambhira, at the door, Karena apane shayana. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest. Now I'm also feeling so inspired to take rest. But after seeing all of your wonderful devotees, now I'm awakened and enlightened. Otherwise, normally I'd be resting. Everybody else in our ashram, in our whole setup is all resting. There's only room lightened up. Amazing, right? So, Karina apane shayana. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing shayan. So normally when we sleep, it is not such a wonderful thing. In fact, we don't like to be disturbed. We don't like to even discuss about it. But there is one Madhurashtakam. Madhura adipate akilam madhuram. So there we say adharam madhuram, everything madhuram. So one of the shloka comes is suptam madhuram. So Lord sleeping is also very beautiful. It is very sweet. So Lord sleeps very beautifully. What kind of sleep? We all sleep. Nobody is bothered. Even people go off to sleep. They're inspired to sleep. That's why I told all devotees, please, nobody is going to sleep for the radius of almost less, something like, 5-10 meters. I don't want to hear any snoring. I'll get the inspiration. So I sent everybody out of the ashram, go and take rest in the temple hall. So, shayane. So, but when Lord sleeps, it's so beautiful. Mahavishnu sleeps, his sleep is yoga nidra, and it's very creative sleep. There was a person who had gone to an art gallery. He had gone to the gallery and started looking at many pictures. And he was asked, which is your favorite picture? He pointed out to this picture is my favorite. Why? Why is it your favorite? Because look at this personality. He's sleeping and at the same time he's working. Universe is coming out of his body as and when he's sleeping. Isn't that amazing? Good. Wish we could do that. Have that technology. We sleep and the work goes on side by side. How wonderful that would be. Sanatan Dharmadas is sleeping and the lecture is going on. Yes. So Bhagavan. So Lord is sleeping and so beautiful. I happened to do my degree, my graduation in a place which is called as Tiruchirappalli in IIT Trichy. It's one of the top 10 universities in India for engineering. And that's not the glory of that college. The glory of college is you sit on a bike, motorbike, and you reach Sri Rangam, the holy place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months. You reach in 25 minutes on the bike. And that's where the Lord is beautifully sleeping as Sri Ranganath. And there are devotees coming from Europe, America, standing in huge line just to see the Lord sleeping. Because Suptam Madhuram Ananta Padmanabh, he's sleeping. Suptam Madhuram. So it's such a beautiful sleep. that's going on. So we are discussing about a sleeping lord right now. And this sleeping lord is in Sannyasi Leela. So Mahaprabhu played the role of a Paramahamsa Sannyasi. So normally Sannyasis would be Parivrajakacharya. Parivrajakacharya are those who travel a lot. So normally when a Sannyasi comes home, after the Sannyasi comes, the Sannyasi's feet is washed. The wash is feet, the foot wash. It's called Charanamrit. We take 3 drops, sprinkle it on our heads, give it to the householders, because the sannyasis in their lotus feet are the dust particles of all the tirthas, all the holy places. They carry all those and they come to the home. Esham samsmaranat pumsam shadyo shudhyanti vaigrihat. So the house becomes purified just by the thought of such devotees and sannyasis. So what to speak of they coming personally? Yes. So they do come. Once that is done, then they're given an asan, pada sauchasan. Then they are washed their feet, and after that, they are served prasadam. And after this prasadam is served, the sannyasis take prasadam. Then for some time they sit. Later on, they are given the Mahagarland of Lord. They are given the chandan. And after that, they are made to sleep. And while they sleep, the massage happens. That's the etiquette. So similarly here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sleeping after honoring his prasadam. Govinda Asiya. So he came. Govinda came there. And who is Govinda? Yes, we all by now must be knowing that Govinda is the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, he is the godbrother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the disciple of Ishwarapuri. And so is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is also a disciple of Ishwarapuri. But Ishwarapuri Pad, the guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instructed Govinda that I would instruct you to be the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as an instruction of his guru, he agreed to be the personal servant and he was doing his service very, very meticulously. Whoever had to be the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has some qualifications. I will tell you as and when we proceed ahead in this lecture, what are the qualifications to be a personal servant of any guru or any sannyasi? It is told by Krishnadas Kaviraj. So he would come. Now this is the time Mahaprabhu is sleeping. He would come and he would massage the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there is a problem here. What's the problem? We all would understand the problem if you would have read the verse properly. Mahaprabhu was taking rest just as at the doorstep. Just at the doorstep. Now, normally you enter in through the doorstep. Nobody enters through the window or somewhere else, right? From the top. We don't jump in and come. That's the normal way how people enter, through the doorway. But here is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking rest. Let's see what happens. He's come to massage the feet of Mahaprabhu, massage his body. Sarvakala ache ehi sudrida niyama prabhu yadi prasada paya kare na shayana govinda asiya kare pada samvahana tabayai prabhu ashesha kare na bhojana. So sarvakala ache ehi sudrida niyama. Niyam, this was the rule. Sudrida niyama, very staunch rule. That sarvakale, at all times, as usual, normally, this was the norm. Prabhu yadi prasad paya korena shayana. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would accept Krishna prasad, he would take rest for some time. Yes, some time. Taking not too much rest, but taking a little rest after a little time of prasadam is good for health. That's good. Not more than something like 20 minutes, half an hour. That's really good for health. So Mahaprabhu would do that. He would take rest. And at that point of time, Govinda Asiya Kare Pada Samvahana, he would come and massage the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that point in time. And then later on, after his massage is over, Tabe Ai Prabhura Shesha Karena Bhojana. And whatever remnants the Lord would leave on his plate, he would accept that as his Bhojana. This is how a personal servant lives. So this was the norm usually. Sabadwara yodi prabhu kariyache na shayana bhitare aite nare govinda kare nivedana. So now sabedwara, he had covered the whole gap. Sabedwara yodi, he just covered the whole gap of the door and Mahaprabhu was taking rest like this, just in front of the door. And he had covered the whole space. Yes, kariyache na shayana, and he was taking rest, very beautiful, suktam madhuram, as we discussed. And bhitare ayate nare, he was not, there's no space and room left to come inside. Govinda kare nivedana, and thus now Govinda had to request, personally make a request, because he wanted to go inside to do the service. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do the proper service. Mahaprabhu was sleeping like this, covering the whole doorway. What request did he make? Eka pasha hao mora deha bhitara yaite prabhu kahe shakti nahi anga chalaite. So here, eka pasha ho, please come one side. See, you're sleeping like this. Just turn one side. Then what I would do is the room would be created and I can go inside. Eka pasha ho, please come one side. Mora deha bhitara yaite. Let my body come inside. Please. Eka pasha ho, come one side. And this was a request he was making repeatedly. But what was the reply of Mahaprabhu? Prabhu kahe, shakti nahi anga chalaite. Anga chalaite. For even for the body to move, you need shakti. Shakti nahi. I don't have the power. I don't have energy left to even turn my body. Even that much energy I don't have. Is it the truth? Do you think it's truth? See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absolute truth. So how can absolute truth tell lies? Yes. So this is called Leela. Hare Krishna. For Leela's sake, we can definitely lie. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is going to bring out a very, very deep value right from the core of the heart of his wonderful devotee. And if you really want to relish this Leela, then please turn on videos. I keep making such requests. Just as Govinda is making request, please eka pasha ho, like that. I also requesting, please turn on so that I can actually see all of you and whether you're hearing or doing something else. Yeah, normally, this is all the instruction that I get from even my Radhesham Prabhuji, my Shiksha Guru. Wherever he takes a class, he says, all turn on videos first. You can't do anything else. And little bit here and there, he says, yes, Sanatana Dharma Davas will continue from here. Yes, Prabhuji, I'll be attentive. That's how it happens. Prabhu kahe shakti nahi anga chalaite. How can the absolutely powerful Lord become powerless? Yes, for a Leela, he can definitely become powerless. Just as you see, Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill. That was a display of a supreme power of an insignificant portion of anybody's body. It's like in the Hindi, they say, Baye haath ka khel. It's a game of the left hand. But this was not just the game of the left hand. This was the game of the most weakest finger for anybody of the left hand. This is how he lifted. But then the very next day, he was told to get the footwear of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna was not able to do it. He failed. Yes, he failed to do it. He was not having the shakti. He was struggling. Come on, you lifted the Govardhan hill. Now you don't have shakti to lift the footwear of your own father. No. So that's how the Lord is. He knows where to display shakti, where he doesn't. He knows where not to. He has killed tough demons. Aghasur, Bakasur, Arishthasur, Dhenukasur, of course, was by Balram. Yes. So Putana, 12 mile long, everybody. But every single day, when Krishna, in his Pauganda Leela, would play with his friends, the wrestling, Malayud, he would lose. Krishna never won a single match. That was his track record. See our Lord. He has not even won a single match of wrestling. He has lost all his matches. But there was not even a single demon who could subdue the Lord. So Lord can display lack of power where he wants to show some sweetness for the sake of Madhurya and sweetness. He can do that. Shakti nahi. The Shaktiman is saying there is no Shakti. Because nobody is Shaktiman. Shaktiman is one who possesses the Shakti. It is only Krishna who is Shaktiman. Rest are all his Shakti. We even living entities, we are all his Shakti. We are called a Tatastha Shakti. Yes, Radharani is Dantaranga Shakti. Durga Devi is the Bahiranga Shakti. So he is Shaktiman. Bara bara Govinda kahe ekadika haite. Prabhu kahe anga ami nari chalaite. So again and again this went on for quite some time. Govinda barambar, he was again repeatedly trying. Please, please, ekadika haite. Just go ekadika, means one direction. Just come to one direction. And Prabhu kahe anga ami nari chalite. My body is not cooperating. My body is not moving. See, I'm very tired. Yes, I'm very, very tired. That's how it happens. So normally I have seen in our student center, we have a lot of student center concept in Pune. Yes, we have about, say, 20 to 25 student centers all across the city. So here the students stay and they're trained. So normally the students who come very new, right? Very new. We go in the morning, we tell them, Hare Krishna Prabhu, it's a morning program time, please wake up. And they give us the same excuse. Oh, my body is not moving, Prabhuji. Shakti nate, shakti naite. There is no body, body is not moving. But then as soon as you announce, but today we are having a very, very special breakfast prasadam. Hari Bol, the fellow is there first with the plate. Hare Krishna. Suddenly shakti comes, right? So we have seen all of our experiences also. Many times we have felt weak and tired, but suddenly something else brings up great energy in all of us. Right? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here wants to display something special. So even after repeated request, he is not moving. Govinda kahe karite chahi pada samvahana. Prabhu kahe karava na karaye ilaya tumaramana. So Govinda said, come on, Mahaprabhu, karite chahi. I have a desire to massage your lotus feet. Pada samvahana. And what is Prabhu saying? Prabhu kahe karava. You want, you do it. Or na karva, or don't do it. That is your wish. Yes, do, don't do. That is your choice. I don't know anything else. So if you want to do like that, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to budge an inch. If you wish to do, you do it. Otherwise, you don't like it. Fine, don't do it. It is your choice. And what option we would have chosen? Really? We have an option of not to do the service? Really? How sweet of you. Chalo, I'll come tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, thank you. We have an option to not do the service. Yeah, let's see what choice Govinda makes.
Tabe Govinda Bahirvasa Tara Upare Diya Bhitara Gare Gela Maha Prabhura Langhiya.
Actually, there is an etiquette. There's an etiquette that one never in front of a sannyasi, a guru or a master, one would never wear the upper garment. You'd put the upper garment on the shoulder. That's the etiquette. Even especially in traditional temples in Kerala. Yes, anybody who comes, the male members, they're not allowed to wear the upper garment. You're supposed to put it on your shoulder. That is an etiquette to show our kinkaratva. Kinkaratva means we are nothing but servants of Lord. We don't have... The outward dress, this refers to false ego. The dress refers to false ego. The same Leela that Lord performs with the gopis at Chirghat, where he steals their clothes. So you don't wear the upper garment. So he was wearing his upper garment like this. So Govinda took out his upper garment. Tabe Govinda Bahirvasa. Bahirvasa means the outer garment. Tara upar diya. So he spread it on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then what did he do? Bhitare ghara gela mahaprabhura langiya. And he went in the interior part of the home by crossing over the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So why did he put the upper garment on top of Mahaprabhu? So that the dust from his feet wouldn't fall on the Lord's body. For this reason, he put the outer garment and then went over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He crossed over his body. It is an etiquette. We don't even cross over the body of a Vaishnava. Whenever we have to move in the temple, what do? We stand up and we fold hands like this and bend down. Then the Vaishnavas would, slightly tilt their legs and create a pathway for somebody to walk. We never overcross the bodies of Vaishnava because every body is a temple of Lord. That's one of the reasons we apply tilak on the 12 parts to indicate that this body is a temple of God. There's Paramatma residing here in our heart. And such a temple, we shouldn't cross over anybody's body. It's faulty. And now he is crossing over Lord's body. Why? Why is he doing this? We really want to understand why Govinda did this. He's going to explain himself later. Let's go ahead.
Pada samvahana kaila kati prishta chapila madhura mardane prabhura parishrama gila.
Hare Krishna. As a result, he went inside now and as usual, pada samvahana kaila. He as usual did his massage and then kati. Kati is actually the waist. This is called kati. And prishta. Prishta is piche. Like this. Chapila. He pressed nicely. And this massage is very much required for removing the vat. Normally what happens is, even Srila Prabhupada was advised by doctor. Prabhupada's health was checked by the doctor. And the doctor said, oh, Swamiji, you have traveled so much in flights every day, different water, different food, different weather. You're continuously traveling. If you wish to lead a healthy life, you have to do two things. You have to start morning walk and you should start taking massages. So Prabhupada immediately followed the doctor's instruction. He started going out for morning walk, but even in morning walk, he would preach. He would take the devil's advocate and he will ask all his disciples, come on now, defeat me in philosophy. And none of them would be able to defeat Srila Prabhupada. And afterwards, Prabhupada would defeat them and he would put another philosophy. Now he would say, now you defeat this. So morning walks are really very interactive and interesting lessons. And he would also take the massage regularly of Srila Prabhupada. One of the services that I do for senior sannyasis in our ISKCON movement, especially during the GBC retreats and GBC meetings, is I do massage the feet and the body of sannyasis in the night. That's one of the sevas that I'm having the great fortune to perform. Yes, I do massage senior devotees. So he did that, Prishtha Chapila, properly. He massaged in a very soft way. You have to press it, but you have to madhura mardane. It has to be mild at the same time. It has to, the right pleasure has to be applied so that the vata is removed, the excessive. And prabhura parishrama gila. And whatever fatigue the Lord had by his travels and the walking that he did the whole day, that entire fatigue was completely gone. And Mahaprabhu was completely relieved. Next. Sukhe nidra haila prabhu ra govinda chape anga danda dui bai prabhu ra haila nidra bhanga. Okay, so sukhe nidra haila prabhu ra, once the fatigue is gone, then one gets a very very peaceful rest. So he got a very very peaceful rest, and govinda chape anga, he kept massaging the body of Lord. Somehow see the topic that I received the topic of sleep in the night time. Danda dui bai prabhura. After two dandas, okay. Chari danda is 1.5 hours. If you see, the Goswami slept for 1.5 hours. Not in the daytime, totally. In the night, they would sleep for 1.5 hours. We sleep 1.5 hours in daytime. We're lazy. But the Goswami slept for chari danda. Chari danda is 1.5 hours. So, dui danda. Two dandas are 45 minutes. Around that time, dui danda baiya prabhura haila nidra bhanga, which means he woke up. Mahaprabhu woke up around, say, after 45 minutes of time. He got a good rest and he woke up. What next? Govinda dekhiya prabhu bale kruddha haya ajike na etakshana achis vishvasiya. So he said, Govinda, he saw Govinda? You're still here? He got a little angry. Kruddha haya means kruddha is krodh. Getting a little angry, in a little angry tone. Hey, what are you doing here? Why are you still here? Something like that. Aji kena etakshana achis vasiya. Why are you still sitting here? Why haven't you not gone? Aji ites vasiya. You're still here? Oh, let's see. Mura nidra haile kena nagela prasada khaite. Govinda kahe dharasuila yaite nahi pate. So mura nidra hailam. See, when I sleep off after the massage, I get relieved from my fatigue. Then kena na gela prasad khaite. Why didn't you go to honor your prasad? You're not taken prasad. You're hungry. See, the Agni Kunda, the Agni sacrifice Kunda, that is actually the mouth of the Yajna Purusha, Vishnu's mouth. So when you feed into the mouth, the Havishanna, Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Devayaha Vishnuho Indraya Swaha Idam Namama. So when you offer that oblations, and that is the time Vishnu eats through that mouth. And through the mouth of Vishnu, all demigods eat. But Lord Vishnu is much more pleased when he eats from the mouth of his devotees. So even when the devotees don't take prasadam, Mahaprabhu is not happy. He doesn't feel satisfied. He doesn't feel happy. And so he saw that, Are, Govinda has not taken prasad. He was quite upset. Why didn't you go and take your prasad? But Govinda, you know what he said? Govinda kahe dware shuila. You have taken rest on the doorstep. Yaite nahi pate. I could not find a way to go out. ngaite nahi pate. There is no way. That is why I didn't go to take prasadam. You block the door. Prabhu kahe bitare tab aila ke mane. Taiche ke na prasad laite na kaila gamane. See, Prabhu said, see, you're telling me there's no space to move out. Then bhitare tabe aila ke mane. How did you come inside? Yes, bhitare kaise aaya? Bhitar mein kaise aaya? How did you come inside? Taiche ke na prasad laite na kaila gamane. Then how can you say that you cannot go out? See, the way you came in, the same way you're supposed to go out for taking your prasadam. If you're telling there was no space to go out, how did you come in first place? Yes. So now Govinda was caught. Now here is the whole crux of the pastime. You get to see the heart or you get to see the mind of Govinda. See, Bhagavad Gita speaks about the words of Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about the Lord. But Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks about the mind and heart of Lord and devotees. Bhagavatam is about activities of Lord and his devotees. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is about the heart. The very heart and mind, what a devotee is thinking, what are his reflections, what are his contemplations. That is something we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the internal dialogue. This we will not find in any other literature. That's the beauty of Chaitanya Charitamrita. You exactly come to know how a Vaishnava should think, how a Vaishnava should feel, how a Vaishnava should set one's mood, what's the mood. Because ultimately, Prabhupada named our society as International Society for Krishna Activities. Correct? Yeah, no? ISKA. International Society for Krishna Activities. Am I right? I don't know what is... I forgot. What is the full form? What's our society?
Krishna.
Can someone help me? Achha, thank you. At least somebody is awake. Thank you. International Society for Krishna. Consciousness. Chaitanya, the very meaning of Chaitanya means the life force. Charita means characteristics. Amrita is immortality. The eternal characteristic of the life force. That is Chaitanya Charitamrita, which teaches us about the consciousness of a devotee. So now, here is the crux of this pastime, our discussion. We are going to understand the consciousness of the personal servant of God. So before that, who can be a personal servant of Lord or a sannyasi or any exalted Vaishnava? He should have four qualities. Swarupa kahe ei bala bhadra bhattacharya tomate susnigdha ara pandita sadhu arya. So these were the four qualifications based on which Mahaprabhu or anybody would choose a personal servant. So Swarup Damodar, he introduced Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Mahaprabhu had many servants at different phases. He was Chota Haridas. For traveling partner, he would carry Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Yes, like that. And then Govinda would be his regular servant. Swarupa kai Balabhadra Bhattacharya tomate su snigdha. Snigdha means having affection. Susnigdha means having great affection. This is the first quality of being a personal servant. One should have very, very deep affection for the master. Without this affection, one cannot render service. Why does a mother serve the child? Out of affection. And who should get duties at home? One who has affection for the Lord, who can serve affectionately. Without that affection, duties would seem not vigraha, they would be galagraha, which means simply headache. Burden. So to render service, this affection is very important. Susnigdha. So this is the first quality. And Govinda had very, very deep love and affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pandita, number two. Pandita. Pandita means one who is educated. Unless you knew the scriptures, he wouldn't know what to apply as per time, place and circumstances. Because serving great souls is not easy. Let me tell you my instruction, whether it be Vapu Seva or Vani Seva, both, whether you're serving the body, you're serving the instructions, it's not easy to serve great souls. It's very difficult. That has been my humble experience. Very, very difficult. So you need to be well read in the Shastras of how to apply the principles as per time, place and circumstances. So you need to be a Pandita, well educated in Shastras. Sadhu, Sadhu is a person who is a flawless character. Now, Chota Haridas was relieved off from his service. Why? Because there was a flaw in his character. He had thrown lustful glances on Madhavi Devi, because of which he was removed. A sannyasi cannot do that. Once in the renounced order, one cannot actually throw lustful glances at females. Not allowed. It's wrong. He became disqualified to serve Mahaprabhu. So sadhu means a person with a spotless character, and Govinda had that. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once started hearing a Gopi Geet song, he started running in the direction. And he was about to go and embrace the person who was singing. Govinda said, "It's a woman." And Mahaprabhu stopped immediately. Because Govinda valued character. And Mahaprabhu came back and told Govinda, "Had I embraced her, I would have died. I would have died today as a sannyasi." So you had a flawless character. And finally, Arya. Yes, Kirtida Mataji got the shloka also. Thank you. Which is the shloka number? You can tell others. I don't know the number exactly. I just remembered it. You can quote the number.
17.5. I'll text.
So they also can refer to it. Arya. Arya is a person who has very clear goal. A spiritual goal. This is what Prabhupada defines Arya in Bhagavad Gita. Anarya jushtam aswargam akirtim karam arjuna. In that particular verse, the word Arya comes. Arya, person who has spiritual goal. So he knows that he is able to connect every single activity to the pleasure of the master. That's Arya. However insignificant or bigger services, Arya knows the spiritual goal. And these four qualities Govinda had very deeply. So this is one of the lessons that we learn from today's discussion. What are the qualities of a servant? We didn't discuss in depth. I just gave it to all of you. Yeah. So here Arya is advanced in spiritual consciousness. That's correct. One who has a spiritual goal. He is called Arya. Very nice. Thank you. So now, what is Govinda thinking? His consciousness, Chaitanya. Govinda kahe mane amara seva se niyama aparhada hauka kiba narake gamana. See, Govinda is telling in his mind. He didn't reply anything to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Till now he was talking, there was a dialogue. But now suddenly he falls silent. And it's the mind that's going to come out. See, he says, Amara seva se niyama. It's my duty. Niyama is duty. Niyama is regulation. That is to serve. That's my niyam. And aparadha hauka kiba narake gamana. Even if I have to commit offenses and go to hell, I don't care. I will serve. Now this is the same mood that even the gopis of Vrindavan had. Do you know the pastime where Krishna had a transcendental headache? Yeah, even God has headache. Well, that's transcendental headache. Even that headache is not the one we have. And when Krishna was having a headache, he was visited by Narayana, Narayana, Narad Muni. He came there. Said, "Krishna, what happened?" He said, "Well, I've got a headache." And since Krishna is in India, I don't know what people do for headache in US. But in India, we have Jandu Balm, Amrutanjan. These are all our techniques. Crocin, Action 500. Narad Muni says, "Should I go to some medical store and get them?" Krishna said, "I've tried all these things. It doesn't work." It doesn't work on human beings. How will it work for God? If human's headache doesn't go away, how will my headache go away with all this stuff? Not possible. Try something new, Narad. He said, "Well, you're God, you're all knowing. You please tell me, what should I get you?" So Krishna put a very difficult condition. He said, "You have to get me the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee." And Narad Muni did not say, "Okay, Krishna, fine. Please take some dust. Yeah, here it is from my feet." No, a devotee never considers oneself to be a devotee. So Narad Muni said, "Well, I'm not a devotee, but I definitely know many devotees." So he went to the Himalayan mountains. He was very much welcomed there. And after going to the Himalayan mountains, he was welcomed there. He asked all the sages. The sages said, usually people used to ask only two questions to Narada. From where you're coming and from where are you going? These are the only two questions, because he's a transcendental traveling preacher. So they asked him, "From where are you coming?" He said, "I'm coming from Dwarka." So really, you must have met Krishna. They said, "Our Lord." He said, "Yes, I've met Krishna." "How is he?" He said, "Oh, he's having a headache." And all the sages, the devotees, they asked, can we do something about it? Narad said, yes, with that great hope and expectation I've come to you. Can you please lend some dust from your lotus feet? And they got really wild. Narad, do you have any common sense? If we were to give you the dust from our feet and you were to apply this on Krishna's head, we shall go to hell. How can we give it to you? Sorry, we can't do. Request denied. Then he went to Swargaloka. Same thing. He went to Brahmalok. Brahmaji with all his four heads, he nodded and he said, no, I don't know how it looked like. Then he went to Shiva. And even Shiva said, well, no, sorry. Please go away. And Narada's checklist was getting over. He has checked everything. His entire checklist was over and he didn't know exactly where to go now. It's all done. Only one place was left in the list. And what was that place? Vrindavan. That was only hope. The gopis of Vrindavan. So Narad Muni went to Vrindavan. Even they asked him, where are you coming from? He said, please don't ask. It's a long story. Originally, I started from Dwarka. And then I made my way to Vrindavan. He said, oh, then definitely you must have met our Krishna. He said, yes, yes, I met him. He's having a headache. And they do ask the same question. So can we do something about it? He said, please get the dust from your lotus feet and that when I apply that to Krishna's head, he would be all right. And as soon as he opened his eyes, he saw that nobody was there. He said, well, today I failed in my service. I'm all alone now. He was just turning behind and he was leaving. At that point of time, all the gopis, Narad Muni, they called him. And there were so many gopis, all of them with some buckets coming. Yes, he saw all these gopis with buckets. What is there in the buckets? He said, the dust that you wanted, right? Please take it and go. And please relieve Krishna's headache very quickly. Narad Muni said, come on, don't you understand that if I take this and apply it on Krishna's head, you will all go to hell. He said, we don't care. Please go fast. Krishna's headache has to be relieved. He has to be served. Narad said, you absolutely don't care. He said, no. If Krishna's headache, taking all these dust together, if Krishna's headache could be cured for even one moment, with all this dust, if Krishna's headache could be cured for one moment, we are willing to suffer in hell eternally. This is service attitude. This is the love of gopis for Krishna. And similar attitude is exhibited by Govinda here, that he doesn't care about offenses. He doesn't care about even suffering in hell, as long and until he is willing to render service.
सेवा लागी कोटि अपराध नाही गणी स्वनिमित्त अपराध भासे भय मानी सी अपराध आभासे मानी सेवा लागी कोटि अपराध नाही गणी सी हियर व्हाट इज ही सेइंग आई एब्सोल्युटली व्हेन आई एम डूइंग सर्विस सेवा मानी कोटि अपराध दैट मींस इवन इफ आई वेयर टू कमिट 10 मिलियन ऑफेंसेस फॉर द सर्विस आई डोंट माइंड फॉर द सेक ऑफ सर्विस. That's the beauty. Yes, for service sake, he doesn't mind at all. But swanimitta, for myself, for my own sense gratification, for my own bodily maintenance, aparada abhase bhayamani, even if there is a glimpse, aparada abhas means it looks like an offense, it's not exactly an offense. It looks somewhere, even that I'm fearful to commit. I don't even want the shadow of aparada. But if for service, if I get even 10 million, koti means crore. A crore means 10 million offenses. I don't mind. No problem. This was what he was thinking. He did not show off. He did not show off his scholarship. He did not show off his value. He didn't show off his inner heart. He just thought like this in the mind. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Paramatma in everybody's mind. Is actually, he's hearing all this. Similarly, all of you here in the class, what all of you are thinking, I am not aware because you all turn off your videos. I'm not able to see. Face is the index of mind. I don't know. But Krishna is definitely peeping into all of your minds. He knows exactly what each and every one of you is thinking and even knows what I'm thinking right now. Hare Krishna.
Eta sabha mane kari govinda rahila prabhu ye puchila tara uttar na dila.
So eta sabha mane kari, mana kari. This was all going on in the mind of Govinda. Govinda Rahila, that's how he kept it in his mind only. He did not reveal it out.
And Prabhu ye puchila tara uttar na dila. And whatever question Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, that how is it that you could not go out the way, very same way you came in? Uttar na dila. He did not give any reply to it, to the query that was asked. He kept silent. Pratyaya prabhura nidraya yana prasada laite se divase rashrama dekhi lagila chapite. See, pratyaya, daily, prabhura nidraya yana prasada laite. And when Mahaprabhu used to go off to the deep sleep after the massage, he would go and take prasad. Yes, but on that particular day, because of this particular pastime, he kept massaging his body continuously. Lagite chapate. He kept serving. He did not go out because he never got a chance to go and do the prasad.
Yaiteha pata nahi yaibe ke mane maha aparad haya prabhur langhane.
Yes. Yaite pata nahi to. How is it that you had no path to come in, to go out? Mahaparadaya hai prabhura langane. It was a great offense, actually. Grave offense to cross over the body of the Lord. I'm so sorry. Yes. How could he leave? So considering this as a great offense, he stayed and continued his service. Last loka for today's discussion, then there'll be some discussion by some purport. यही सब है भक्ति शास्त्र सूक्ष्म मर्म चैतन्य कृपाय जाने यही सब धर्म. सो यही सब है भक्ति शास्त्र सूक्ष्म मर्म. सूक्ष्म मीन्स वेरी सटल, दैट्स कॉल्ड सूक्ष्म. सूक्ष्म मर्म, दीज आर ऑल वेरी सटल प्रिंसिपल्स विच वन कैन लर्न थ्रू भक्ति शास्त्र. देर आर डिफरेंट शास्त्र. There are Arthashastras. Arthashastras means those scriptures which talk about how to do sense gratification nicely in this world. See, even for that there are scriptures. Then there are Niti Shastras, which teach us how principles are about pleasures. That's about principles of good dealings. Then there are Dharma Shastras, which teach us about what are the duties and responsibilities of a particular individual living in the particular Varnashram condition. Then there are Atma Shastras, which speak about the spiritual consciousness. Above everything is the Bhakti Shastras. So Bhakti Shastras are very deep and subtle. Very deep and subtle. And to understand the Bhakti Shastras, yes, especially the subtleties, like this was a very subtle principle. Chaitanyara Kripaya Jane Eisava Dharma. You will be able to understand the Bhakti Shastra only by such subtleties, especially. Only through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we will not be able to understand such subtleties of finer etiquettes. Yes, because ultimately, Vaishnava life is about Vaishnava etiquettes. Maryada palana haya sadhura bhushana. Like everybody wears bhushan in order to look beautiful. Bhushan means ornaments, like earrings, natni, I don't know what's it called, nose ring. Yes, they wear something here also. Many of them, the necklace, chains, and armlets, bangles, so many ornaments. But ultimately, what the purpose of ornaments is to look beautiful. But Krishna is not impressed by all these ornaments. He cannot. He has many. He is Lakshmipati. He will not be very easily impressed. We can impress people of this world. But Krishna is touched only when we wear Sadhura Bhushana. Sadhu Bhushan. And what is that Sadhura Bhushana? Maryada Palana Yaya Sadhura Bhushana. So, Maryada Palan means following the etiquettes. And etiquettes are really subtle in Krishna consciousness. And that's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates teach all of us. Maryada Palaneya Sadhura Bhushana. This was an instruction that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Sanatan Goswami. Follow the, maintain the etiquettes. I think this has purports. Okay. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Finally, we see a purport coming. Karmis, fruitive workers, cannot understand the final conclusions of devotional service because they accept only its ritualistic value but do not understand how devotional service satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In very simple sense, simple sense. There are two aspects. There is a ritual and there's a spirit behind the ritual. So karmis only do ritual. But the devotees have the spirit, the consciousness. It's only when you prefix the ritual with spirit, it becomes spiritual. Yes, spirit plus ritual makes it spiritual. Ritual minus the spirit is a dry, empty ritual, which is not very pleasing to Krishna. So that's the difference between a karmi and a devotee. So many times we may even do our chanting, japa for that matter, as a ritual. Yes, it becomes very mundane and ritualistic, our japa. We should take care of this. This is very important. Otherwise, what is the eighth offense? Anybody can help me? I forgot. Can someone help me with the eighth offense? I just forgot it. Eighth offense against the holy name.
To consider the holy name to be the auspicious ritualistic activities in the Vedas as fruitive activities.
Yes, fruitive activities. So this is when this happens, when we do the chanting minus the spirit. Then it is as good as a karmi's activity. So the spirit is very important. And what gives us the spirit to chant? The Shikshashtakam. The Shikshashtakam, all the eight verses, they teach us the right spirit behind the chanting. That's why we first recite the Shikshashtakam, the 10 offenses, and then we begin our japa. That's how we do it in our temples. So the Shikshashtakam sets the right spirit. Then our chanting will not be ritualistic. Another thing that we do is we chant the Panchatattva mantra. Prabhupada always used to say, you cannot directly go to Radha Krishna. You have to go through Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya means Panchatattva. So that will give, the Panchatattva will give us the right spirit. Because they inundated the whole universe with the Krishna Prema. So they will give us the right spirit for the chanting. The karmis view the formalities as a means of advancing in religion, economic development, sensual satisfaction and liberation. Yes, because karmis have only purushartha. These are called chatush purushartas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That means you do religious activities for what? For earning money. Why do you acquire wealth? For sense gratification. And after that, you want some relief of pain. But a devotee goes beyond this four purusharthas. He has the pancham purushartha, the fifth one, which is Bhagavad Dharma or Bhakti. So Bhakti is about the pancham purushartha. The Mahabharata speaks about the four purusharthas only, as all in all. And this is one of the reasons that Narada Muni condemned Vyasadev, that you've only spoken about these four purusharthas. Now you should write something about the real purushartha, the pancham purushartha, which is Bhakti. And that's how Vyasadev's Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Pranahite Amale Apashyat Purusham Purnam Mayam Chatatapashrayam. He writes the Bhagavatam after very deep contemplation and meditation. The Pancham Purushartha. So if that is not there, again, a person is a karmi. Although these are only material results of following religious principles, the karmis consider them everything. Yes. That's the point. Basically, Lord Krishna in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita speaks about Yami Mam Pushpitam Vacham Prabhadante Avipaschita Veda Vadarata Partha Nanyad Asti Iti Vadinaha. So karmis are those people who think that scriptures ultimately contain everything. Nanyad Asti Iti Vadinaha. So they think that there is only one thing in the Shastras. That's how to go to heavenly planets and enjoy. How to get better enjoyment. That's all. There is Nanyad Asti. There is nothing higher than this. One's consciousness gets stuck up there. On the other hand, a devotee, he aspires for service. This entire material world is like a shopping mall. How many of you all visit shopping mall now? Started? COVID over? No, not yet. You're still at homes? Locked down? Quarantined? You're all praying when it'll open, we can go and shop. So in shopping malls, there are some items available. These are all called as happiness items. Happiness items are very nicely sealed, packaged with golden wrappers, and you have that red color ribbon tied around that. Happiness. Happiness in different shapes and sizes. So when you go through the particular exit gate, there's a beep sound that comes, and the guard out there says, come on, you have to make payment. Says, I don't have cash. Well, make credit card. Do it. You have to pay for all the happiness items that you purchased. So you come back home, and you have great hope. So you open the ribbon, you open the cover, and you're going to open and experience the happiness. You open it and you find a chit there, and the chit is suffering. Well, this one's bad one. Let me open another box. You open another box, you again find suffering. Well, you throw it. Another box, what do you find? Suffering. Another box, suffering. And finally, the big box, which you have been most awaited. Fine, this is the climax. You open that box, there's a huge glove, boxing glove, which comes and psh, knocks you off. Gone. This is Maya's game. This is what happens. On the other hand, in the same shopping mall, there's another section where there is service. Yes, you go and start purchasing that service in different shapes and sizes and different colors. It may not be well packed, but well, it's there. You go get all those commodities, put it in your cart. And as you're going out, you just go to your wallet to pick up money to make the payment. And the person says, well, there's no charge for service. It's free of cost. Please take it home. And when you take it home, you open that box and inside you find bliss and happiness. So happiness and bliss lies in service and not exactly in that happiness, which is so-called happiness of this world. Yasmat priya apriya viyoga samyoga janma sokagnina sakala yonishu dayyamana dukkhaushadam tadapi dukkham atindriyaham bhuman bhramami vadabe tavadasya yogam. Prahlad Maharaj says this. He says that, well, I've tried all varieties of happiness. That's how this world is. Anything you need, well, you don't get it. Anything you don't want, that's what you get in this world. But bhuman brahmami vadame tava dasya yogam. The real pleasure is actually in dasya yoga, in service, when we serve the Lord. And this is what this whole section is teaching us. Such ritualistic activities are called karma. Karmis who adopt devotional service very loosely and who therefore remain on the platform of material activities are called prakrita sahajiyas. Which means, they're karmis. They are basically karmis, but they have accepted a little bit of devotional service also. So their attitude is like a karmi. Their activities of that of a karmi, but they have taken up some amount of bhakti. They do chant for some time. They may hear some Bhagavatam here and there. They are prakrita sahajiyas. They are very, very initial, very neophyte kind of people. They are called as bhakta mishra karmis. Yes. Even such people especially cannot understand. They cannot understand how pure devotional service is rendered in parental and conjugal love. For this can be understood only by the special mercy bestowed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon pure devotees. So one has to understand the rasa, the mellow, either the dasyaras, sakhyaras, vatsalyaras, madhuryaras, this rasa tattva. Then one has to be a kevala bhakta. One has to get rid of the karmi tendency, which is there in all of us. It's called the karma bija. And today only we were having a brahmachari class in the morning. So Prabhuji was telling us that this karma bijas are actually there in the mind. And this karma bija will never ever go away till the time our mind is attached to some kind of devotional service. That's when the karma bijas get uprooted. And then it becomes anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karma dinavritam anukulena krishna anushilanam bhaktiruttama. Then we become pure devotees. And only in such a state of pure devotional service, we can actually understand the loving mellows between devotee and Lord. This rasa that happened just now, we can understand that. Thank you all very much. We have 3 minutes remaining for question answers. 2 minutes, I'm sorry. It got updated. All yours. Anybody has any questions, queries, comments?
Thank you. First of all, I would like to apologize for keeping you awake for such a...
No, night. I was a little proactive in order to serve you.
But it was such a wonderful class. And the way you presented, the way you explained each and every word meaning and how you connected it to other, you know, pastimes, it was such a beautiful, beautiful class. Thank you so much, Pravili.
Actually, I love CC.
Yeah.
This is a secret. This is the reason I was willing to extend. CC anywhere, anytime.
Sisi is really so sweet. Even I am so fan of Sisi. I know, as you said, it's a postgraduate study, and I don't think myself to be the student of a postgraduate. But somehow Sisi,
I'm still in kindergarten. You invited me. I'm not even qualified to enter kindergarten. I was thrown out of school.
Sisi is so sweet, Prabhu. I 100% agree. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. I request, okay, if anybody has any questions.
There's a question which has come.
Yes, Prabhu. Let's.
Okay, that's a personal question. I'll answer it privately because it's personal. Where are you in India? I'm a brahmachari, just informing. They've asked me which ashram are you in. So I'm a saffron wearing brahmachari, if you're not able to see. Yes. Just telling, informing. Yes.
Anyone has any questions, any comments, any realizations, anything to share?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat.
Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, as always, you know. And thank you so much. You're making us also active, you know, and keeping in front of computer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You all appeared. That's why some enthusiasm was there. Had you all not been there, I would also probably sleep off. I've learned the art of how to sleep even while sitting on chair. I would have probably gone off to sleep. Thank you for appearing. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat.
All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Beautiful class, Prabhu. Really enjoyed your connection to Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Sisi, how you know, you correlated it with the different events from by quoting Prahlad Maharaj, Shota Haridas, and Arya, defining what Arya is, and also illustrating us what the service attitude should be to a devotee, connecting it with the gopis, mood of the gopis, and helping us understand that they just don't care about. Obviously, you know, heaven, hell, nothing matters for them. All it matters is just to give the pleasure for the Lord. And I really love the last point that you mentioned, talking about how we have to actually connect our mind to the Lord, which is when we actually get the benefit of practicing pure devotional service. Because all we do right now is just engaging the senses, because
senses.
We are not there at the level of the mind. And when we are there at that level, then obviously the connection part would become easier. And I just definitely loved all the takeaway points, and hope through the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we are able to go and understand and relish Sisi. As you said, it definitely needs a lot of... definitely needs a lot of pure devotional service to understand Sisi. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. I don't have any questions, but it was a wonderful class. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
That's great. Uttama Shlok, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. You know, last 2 days was very heavy snow, around 2-3 feet every day. So I have to shovel. I missed two lectures, Monday, Tuesday. Today, after hearing this katha of Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially when I hear the Leela pastimes of Mahaprabhu, it's like, you know, it's very good, always auspicious to hear. All those 2 days past miseries is gone away after hearing these ones.
That is the very glory well. Of Krishna, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Yeah, feels so good, you know.
Yes.
A nice Thank class. You. Are you in a Mayapur base, or where do you live?
I'm based in Pune.
Pune?
Okay. Pune, yes.
Thanks.
You said you had a theme. What was that? I don't think I got it. Sorry. It was a private question that is asked. The theme of today's discussion was what is exactly the inner dialogue of a perfect servant? A perfect servant actually does not mind even going to hell for serving. But he will not want Vaikuntha even if he's given. Salokya sarishti samipya sarupa ekatvam apyuta diyamanam na grihnanti vina matsevanam jana. You give him Vaikuntha with four kinds of liberations. A devotee is not interested if there is no service. But if you have to serve and go to hell, a devotee doesn't mind. That's the whole theme of today's discussion. That's the internal heart, the inner dialogue of a devotee.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, sorry, if you can share your contact information, my one of the relatives works in Pune, and I don't think so, never been to ISKCON. So if you, I will tell him to keep in contact with you. So this way he can come into ISKCON slowly, slowly. If you provide your contact information, please. Hare Krishna.
Arvis Kirtida Sundari Mataji, do you have the permission? She is the moderator. I'll ask her.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Prabhuji. You can share your email ID or whatever you feel comfortable with.
I've shared it.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Prabhuji, koti koti dhanvat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Today morning, Kichida Sundari Mataji, charge your battery. Same lecture you are given, what should our mood to serve Shishir Radha Gopinath. And I have seen H.G. Radhashyam Prabhuji in Eco Village. He sit in a junior Vaishnava. Nobody is junior and senior, but some Vaishnava are teaching Shishi Bhagavatam and Sisi class. So Prabhuji has so many seva. So he sit in a from bicycle. He goes from temple to that class place and sit in a class in a fifth bench and make a nod. So Prabhuji, we learn from H.G. Kirtida Sundari Mataji to make a nod today. And other point is our attentively japa. What should the mood of Shridham Vrindavan Dham's gopis? And Prabhuji, you explained about the mall. But nowadays, from last 4-5 years, we don't like to go there when the friends or relatives came. Our mood should how to serve Shishi Radha Gopinath Lotus Pin. What should we buy for them? Thank you, Prabhuji. Anant Koti Dhanvat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to your wonderful, wonderful service. And beautiful class, Prabhuji. I think the kids should also hear this because the way you have narrated the story. And Prabhuji, in our Bhakti Sangha, we have kids classes in the evening. We have Damodar group for 3 to 7 years. And then from 7 to 10 years, we have Govinda group. And then the above group is the Madhava group. So, and I heard you give the youth also, you give classes, right?
For
the
youth. I'm actually traditionally a tech. Since last 15 years, whatever service I've been doing is in youth preaching field.
So we would love to have you on the kids class, Prabhu, sometime. If we can ask Anjana Gopika Mataji if she looks for the higher age groups. So then if you are willing and if you have time, so it would be for us in India, because I'm also from Pune. I'm also located in Pune. So then if you are, only the thing will be that it would be morning hours for us. I think morning it would be somewhere around 7 o'clock. If at all you are available, then we would really love to have you for the kids class someday.
If my itinerary allows me, definitely I would be very happy to serve.
Prabhuji, in which temple are you in Pune?
Yeah, Pune, actually I was based in NBCC. And now we have moved to an extension center. We are running an extension center called Bhakti Yoga Club Kharadi. So the area is called Kharadi. It's the IT hub of Pune.
Okay, yeah. Kharadi is near from Spine Road, yeah.
Yep,
okay.
So that's where we have our center. It's an extension center of our ISKCON NVCC.
Oh, okay. Sure, Prabhu, we'll contact you. We have your email ID also. So we'll contact you. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your wonderful services. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Now, I think devotees want me to take your leave. I'll go ahead with your permission. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your time and association today. Even though it's very late, you planned your day accordingly and you gave us your association. Thank you, sir.
Because the session is about service. I don't want to just speak it theoretically. It has to be applied. So I just tried to serve all of you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I personally really like this pastime because it's such a sweet pastime and you really narrated it very beautifully. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Krishna, Prabhu, 1 minute, Rinda Mataji. Prabhuji, from March, 14th, I think so. There will be a daylight saving.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So it will be, you know, 8:30 for you. So will it be possible if I can, we can, you know, call you again for the CC class?
Das was me.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Krishna.
Thank you.
Yeah. So with your permission, the call here, Prabhuji. With your permission, I will end the call. Panchakalpataruvyasya
kripatruvyasya patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam.